Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Hey guys, I've got a very special message for you today. Are you guys ready? Get your kids into the trades. That's it. That's the message. Is that all I'm going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to give you some reasons why and point out a few things to you on why getting your kids in the trades is a good thing. And if you are a millennial listening, if you are a Gen Z listening, get in the trades. It is a great opportunity for you. I have some information for you that I think will open your eyes a little bit and maybe convince a few of you to do that. And it's important that you do it because A, there's an abundance of work out there. B, there's a lot of opportunity to make money. And it's only going to get better as time goes on here because, quite frankly, there's a pretty alarming stat out there right now, guys. The average age of a construction worker has climbed again. It is now 41 years old. The average age of an on-site construction worker is 41 years old. That number has been climbing every year. Now, it shouldn't be climbing at that rate because you normally have newer people coming into the industry and other people retiring. What that's telling us is that the people that are in the industry are staying in longer, probably because they're making money. Psst. Secret. But also, we aren't seeing as many younger people join into this industry. And as some of these older people do retire, there's going to be an even larger gap. Hint, hint, more opportunity for you to make money. The average age of a builder is almost 60 years old as well. That's very, very old for a profession. 60 years old is the average age of a builder. So again, plenty of opportunity for you guys if you want to get into this industry. And there's some other perks. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about wages. And hopefully this changes your mind a little bit. Hopefully this opens your eyes and maybe take a moment and consider a career in construction. Ask your teachers about people in the industry you can talk to. Reach out to a few builders. Find out what kind of opportunities there are for you. If you have a particular trade that you're interested in, check around. See if someone knows someone and find out what they would hire for and what you could potentially earn. Now, with all jobs, and especially construction, you start off with doing something that maybe you don't want to do right away. I did. I started off sweeping out houses and picking up garbage on job sites. I knew I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life, but I worked really hard. I did what I was supposed to do, and I got more opportunity. And with more opportunity became more hours and then more pay, and so on and so forth, and then more knowledge, and I have skills now that I can use. And it's important that you understand that you don't always start right where you want to, but you can increase your income very quickly in the construction industry by just doing a couple things: showing up, being willing to learn, and being willing to try something new. Okay, so here's some information for you guys. So here is, I think, something that means a lot. And they said that the average hourly earnings in construction compared to all other wages and salaries increased an additional 3.2% over the year. And this is for 2022. Actually, I'm sorry, that's not right. It increased 3.2%, but it was 10.1% higher than the private sector average. So the average construction worker was earning $30.73 per hour, where a private sector job, non-construction, was $27.90. So to be making nearly $3 more an hour on average for an industry, that's incredible. That's a lot of money. I mean, if you start to average that out and $3, you know, an hour times 40. I mean, it's an extra $120 a week. You know, in a year, that's over $5,000 in your pocket. You can do a lot with $5,000. This is according to Manpower Group and their study that they did. So pretty interesting to see that. Our industry is expected to need 747,000 more workers by the year 2026. So lots and lots of job opportunities, which means that the wages are going to continue to push up. Right now, there's 360,000 job openings in the construction industry. So lots and lots of jobs are open now, and more are coming, and the pay is good. And why is this? Well, it's a couple things. So one of the things is that, you know, because of the Great Recession we had back in 2010, we lost half our workforce. We never really replaced that workforce. And because of that, our production has been lower than what has been needed. And so there's a deficit in housing, and we're seeing it still to this day. And especially during the pandemic, we've really seen it because people have wanted houses. There's 1.9 months of homes on the market. Healthy market is sick, so we are not building enough new homes to fill the market with everything we need. We need to get more people in the trades to start building these homes and more people getting into this industry. Obviously, the wages are continuing to be good, but if we start to build more homes, that will ultimately start to, you know, reduce the price and the overselling of some of these because right now, we just can't even build them fast enough. And that's why you're seeing like these existing homes going for so much more than the asking price. I mean, we're seeing, you know, an average in my market of over 1% on average for a whole area over asking price. That's crazy. We've never seen that. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about a few opportunities that you guys might have in the building industry. Pardon me. All right, so right now, half the payroll workers in construction earn over $50,000 a year. And if you reach the top 25%, you can earn over $71,000 a year. So keep in mind that the median U.S. wage is around $49,000. And this is according to 2020 data. So it's a little bit older, but still very relevant. And it's only getting better and better for construction. So the median wage is higher than average in construction, and the top percentage makes even more, again, 71,000 versus 67,000. So you're seeing anywhere from a $3,000 to $5,000 a year extra just for being in the construction industry. So you work the same hours and you're going to make more money in construction. That's the bottom line. It's pretty simple. And here's the other thing that's really cool about the construction industry is you don't need to have expensive degrees for this. You know, you can get into construction right away. Trades are hiring in my market for $17 an hour with no experience, none. There isn't any sub shop. There isn't any burger joint. There isn't any retailer that's paying that kind of wage walking in the door with no experience. Now, granted, yes, you do have to work with your hands a little bit. It's going to be some effort on your part. You might have to be outside, sometimes deal with the elements. But when you're making that kind of additional money, it is way worth it. It's going to put you on the fast track to buying that brand new vehicle, putting money down for your first home. Plus, you're going to have a usable skill that you can turn and either do side jobs on the weekend, you can fix up your own home, turn around and sell it, make even more money. It's basically a gigantic tool in your toolbox to make a lot of money. So let's go over a few of the average wages in construction, just so you guys kind of know what these opportunities are and why it is such a great chance for you guys to make money. All right, here's just a few of them. Carpenters, okay? The average carpenter makes around $50,000 a year, and this is in 2020. It's gone up. And if you're in the top 25%, you can make about $65,000 a year being a carpenter. Building things. If you like to make things, you'd love being a carpenter. Okay? If you're in the heating business, sheet metal workers, average worker makes $51,000. And the top make over $70,000. Heating, cooling, sheet metal. Great opportunity. Hey, you like electronics? Be an electrician. Average wage, $55,000. Top earners, $75,000. This is just for being a worker. Now think about this. If you work and you learn this craft in a couple years, if you're focused, you could start your own company and run your own company, set your own schedule, and you can make even more. Owners of companies can make hundreds of thousands of dollars if they're smart and they're good business people. Okay, plumbers. Almost $56,000 average wage, $75,000 for the top 25%. These are really, really good wages, and you have zero debt. You know, you don't have to pay off hundreds of thousands of dollars of college loans. You can go right into the trades and start making money day one. Heck, by the time you're 23, if you save your money, you can be buying a brand new home or buying your home, putting a deposit down, and having zero debt when you go into that. Where in college, you are still working off $100,000 in debt, and you haven't really made a penny yet at the same age. It's crazy. All right, what about being a supervisor? Be a project manager. Starting off $67,000, actually $67,500. Let's not forget that $500 there. But $87,000 for a top earner. Supervising a job, understanding how it goes together, organizing, scheduling. You don't even have to be super handy to do that. These are good wages. These are great wages. And this is 2020. So take another 6 or 8% on top of that, because that's kind of where things are right now. Okay. This is for those of you that really want to get to the top. We're going to go over the top 5 highest paid occupations in construction. Now, again, 2020 wage data here as well. Here's a couple of the very high paying jobs within the industry. Okay. We won't do top 5. We're just going to randomly put some of these in. There's about 10 of them here, but we're only going to go through a few of them. Let's say you just like marketing and advertising and promotions. The average marketing and promotion person makes over $100,000 a year in construction. General managers for construction companies make over $104,000 a year. $104,000 a year. The top ones make $150,000. Purchasing managers, they make $114,000 on average. Finance managers, $120,000 on average. Architectural and engineers, $135,000. Now, granted, you need a degree for that, and you probably all need a degree for marketing and a degree for management. So I'm not saying don't go to college, but if you do go to college, still consider the construction industry because there's a lot of opportunity there. Then if you are a CEO or high-level executive in an organization, in a building company, $176,000 average salary, 2020. Those are some huge numbers. Or you could be a construction lawyer, $146,000. Apparently, we need lawyers in construction. So another good opportunity. So you can see that your potential is not limited by the job that you start with. There's some really darn good wages in construction. Here's a few more. This is some other data that I got. Again, trying to convince you guys, get into construction. There's just great opportunity. The average age has gone up. We need the workers. We have 600-some thousand jobs that we need to fill in the next couple years. And again, it's amazing what the earnings are. Here's some other data. So average electrician, 52.6 for an average wage. Average contractor, just owning a contracting company, $62,000. This is like a small handyman type contractor type deal. Project managers, over $90,000. Be a land developer, over $103,000. So again, tons and tons of opportunity. Parents, it's okay if your kids don't go to college. In fact, it's great if they get into the construction industry. For you millennials out there, for you Gen Xers out there, there's nothing more rewarding than making something, creating something, building something with your own two hands and seeing that come to fruition and helping a homeowner get a new home and moving into that new home and knowing that you helped create that, you helped build that. This is something they're going to use for years and years and years. It's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing opportunity and it's worth looking into. So please take a look at it. Consider it. Parents, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids about it. Share some of these opportunities. See if they have an interest. Drive them by a job site. Talk to your friends that are in the building industry and ask them about the opportunity. We had someone just last year, a student, my wife's a teacher at school, and a parent came up to her and said, "Hey, my kid likes carpentry. Interested. Can you talk to somebody?" And she's like, "Well, my husband's a builder." I said, "Yeah, let me talk to my carpenters." I talked to one of my finished carpenters, a younger guy. I said, "Hey, this kid right out of school, he's familiar with tools. He's interested in construction, really wants to get into it." He said, "Yeah, send him over." They talked. They hit it off. He gave him a shot. He's still with them to this day, a year and a half later. The kid is doing finished carpentry. He's hanging doors, putting up casing and base. He's learning all the different parts of the trade. He's a great worker, and he's making a ton of money, and he's loving every minute of it. These are the opportunities that we can create for people. And there's a world of them out there. Go get it. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.